an addendum to what Rav Nisim Gaon said here, we could add a few stories, juicy stories, that the Talmud tells us about the relationship Rav had with his wife. So the Talmud tells us that Rav's wife once told him, I'm defiled. She was upset at him. So although technically, halachically, she was not a nida, she hadn't had her period, and they could still be together, she decided she's going to do him one over. She said, I'm a nida. I've had my period started, and you can't touch me. Stay away. Okay, a period of time passes, and she wants to make up. So she says, I just said it because I was upset at you. Technically, halachically, once a woman says that, we believe her. We believe her when she says she's a nida. And it's not so simple to undo it. And then they had to spend weeks being prohibited until she finally went to mikvah because she said it. To my mind, that's a little bit more of a juicy story than switching kidney beans to green beans, right? The Gemara brings us a story about Rav, who never said a word in vain. And the Gemara says that they once snuck in and they listened to how Rav was intimate with his wife. Meaning students wanted to learn, and when you're on that kind of level, so even that is something you want to learn. So the students, one of the students snuck beneath the bed and listened to their conversation that night. And the Talmud says that he hears Rav, and suddenly in the bedroom, he's like a teenager. He's all excited, and he has all these passionate words to say, and he's joking around with her. And the student is in such shock, because his whole life he's seen this holy man who never said a word in vain outside the bedroom. And here inside the bedroom, he's like a teenager. So at some point, he couldn't contain himself. He says, you? And the Rebbe says, you're down there? That's not respectful. It's not fair. The Talmud says that we learn something from that. That as holy as Rav was, this wasn't a contradiction to his holiness. Meaning he did everything to understand his wife. And when it came to showing affection, he didn't hold her to his level, but quite the contrary. He understood what she needed to hear, and he could play the part perfectly fine. It wasn't a contradiction. It's part of being a holy person, understanding one's spouse. So we see that there was tremendous effort on Rav's part to try and do everything to make his wife happy. And the Talmud tells us later about Rav Yehuda, whose wife also was she made his life miserable. When he taught his son Rav Yitzchak, he also said, the verse that says, I find the woman more bitter than death, it says about your mother. And yet, Rav Yehuda said to his son Rav Yitzchak, you know, you'll never find tranquility with any wife other than the first wife you marry. And the son asked, can you give me an example, Dad? And he said, yeah, your mother. So the Talmud says, isn't that a contradiction? Here on the one hand, he tells him she's more bitter than death. And on the other hand, he says, you're never going to find tranquility other than when, with the first wife you marry, like I have with your mother. So which one is it? Is she more bitter than death? Or is she also a wife that imparts tranquility? And the Talmud says, both. When she gets upset and she yells at him, and she could be tough with him. So then it's more bitter than death. And then the fact that they have this tremendous bond means that at the end of the day, she's doing everything to make this marriage work. And the nature of such a bond is that she is easily appeased, and she's very flexible, and she adjusts herself to make the marriage work. And that's something that only happens with a young relationship, a relationship with a girl that you know since you were youngsters, the two of you, and that type of bond, that's a bond that Chazal says, Eshet Neurim, Ishto Rishona, the first wife a person marries. So Chazal gave us this balance that just because in one place we see that she's more bitter than death, yeah, there can be those moments in marriage, and you could have plenty of moments like that. But that doesn't mean it's a bad marriage. You guys keep saying, should you check out? You could check out, but you should also appreciate the tranquility that comes with it and the good that comes with it, and recognize, like the Talmud tells us, it's not a contradiction. It's not that my marriage is a flop because I have so many moments when it's more bitter than death. No, it could be a very successful marriage and still have many of those moments, to the point where when his son asks him, Dad, what's an example of a wife who makes your life more bitter than death? He could say, your mom. But that's not a contradiction. The two can go hand in hand, like the Talmud says. So that's just a little bit of an added balance to the picture.